Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ashna Patel. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, April 14th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Following the Trump administration's funding freeze of $790 million to Northwestern University, university administrators have advised researchers to delay staffing changes and reduce spending. The government has also issued over 100 stop work orders on Northwestern projects, despite administrators not yet being formally notified by the government of the freeze or stop work orders. In the McCormick School of Engineering, over 50 stop work orders were issued, mostly involving projects with the Department of Defense. Two Chicago-area college students were imprisoned in Copenhagen following a dispute with an Uber driver while on spring break. The two students realized they entered the wrong address and asked to get out and were accused of not paying for the ride, although receipts show a payment was made. They were arrested at the airport, and the United States State Department is working with the families of the students. Last Thursday, a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers in the Illinois House voted against a House bill that would have allowed people sentenced for crimes committed under the age of 21 to be eligible for a parole hearing after serving 10 years in prison, those sentenced for murder eligible after serving 20 years, and those sentenced for murdering a victim under 18 years old eligible after serving 30 years. The bill is lost, so it cannot be recalled later. The measles outbreak in West Texas continues to spread, with 541 cases confirmed on April 11th, with recordings since late January. Federal funding cuts threaten efforts to prevent more cases, and lack of government support to promote vaccination have made managing the outbreak more difficult, according to health officials. The United States and Iran have commenced indirect nuclear negotiations in Oman, marking a significant diplomatic engagement. Iran is seeking sanctions relief in exchange for limiting its nuclear program, while the U.S. maintains that Iran must not develop nuclear weapons. Despite ongoing tensions and mutual distrust, both parties have agreed to continue discussions with further talks planned for April 19th. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ashna Patel. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM, or at WNUR.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.